Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Patrick Yip. Patrick, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do it, George.
All right, let's go. Patrick is the director of online marketplaces with AppMex. They are the leading e-retailer of gold and silver. Patrick, welcome back. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay, great. Well, George, thanks for having me on. To start with my personal life, I have a lovely wife. I have a four-year-old son. For hobbies, I actually like to collect wristwatches and like to travel. In fact, I've been to about 50 countries so far and plan on visiting many more in the near future. One of the things that has allowed me to enjoy my hobbies is my understanding of financial markets and having my money work for me. So to transition to my job, I'm actually the director of business development over here at AppMex at One Gold. For those of you who don't know who AppMex is, we are one of the largest online retailers of precious metals. We've been in business for over 20 years, have done over $15 billion in retail sales to customers. We have about 2 million customers and about 25,000 precious metals products in stocks in our vaults downstairs. I've been with the company for over 11 years now. I've held various roles in merchandising, sales, project management, marketplaces, and business development. And my most recent position at the company is managing the company's fastest growing platform, which is One Gold. One Gold is a company that allows customers to buy, sell, trade, and redeem vaulted positions of gold, silver, and platinum. And in its first 3 years of operation, One Gold has processed over 650 million in transactions.
Nice. 2 million customers. It's, you know, it's kind of hard to get your brain around that, Patrick. It's like, it's a good start. That's absolutely amazing. I imagine that right now interest has been as high, if not higher, than it's ever been.
Yeah, that is definitely true. I think a lot of times people are seeing the times in the economy change. I think one of the most recent things people are seeing is inflation. Everywhere you go, things are costing more. You're filling up your car with gas, it's costing you more than it did a couple of years ago. You're going out to eat, costs you a lot more. Shopping for groceries costs you more too. The interesting thing about inflation too is so I pulled up a couple commodity charts this morning, just to give you an idea to see like, what is inflation doing in the past year? Some things that stood out. So oats are actually up 87%. Coffee is up 73%. Crude oil is up 66%. Nat gas is up 63%. Wheat is up 51%. Lumber is up 31%. Corn's up 31%. And cotton's up 30%. So wherever you go, you're seeing inflation. And I think most people could relate to that too. Everything is just getting much more expensive. The interesting thing is CPI actually says that inflation is only 7.5%, which many people and myself included think that the CPI dramatically understates inflation. So going on from there, I think it's important that to know that like many people don't currently have a plan for inflation. I know I've talked to a lot of people and they just plan on riding it out. They see that CPI 7.5%. They said, well, what could that do? I look back at history too. You look at past inflationary cycles. In the 1960s, it took the US Fed 9 years to resolve inflation. In the 1970s, it took 5 years to resolve inflation. And it's important to note that we're actually in year one of inflation. Just a year ago, inflation was only 1.4%. And then another thing too on that is you said, okay, well, what is 5 years and what is 9 years of inflation look for your wealth? So assuming 7.5% inflation. So we'll take the more conservative stance instead of this 30, 40, 50% inflation that we've seen in some commodities. 5 years of 7.5% inflation is going to erode 32% of your wealth, and 9 years of 7.5% inflation is going to erode half your wealth. So kind of an important time to consider inflation.
It's amazing, right? And that's kind of hard to get our brain around. And with so many inputs coming our way, I think a lot of the time it just becomes part of that noise. But to your point, it's not going away, or maybe it is. We just don't know. But why not start to put a plan together for how to actually handle that should this extend historically 9 years? You mentioned 5 years. I see very little reason to think that it's going to just go away anytime soon.
Yeah, it's a lot of times it goes away. I guess there's two ways I could see it going away. One is if the Fed increases its interest rates so that you have real interest rates where basically there's a positive yield on like a 10-year treasury. Currently, the Fed funds rate is about 25 basis points. So the 10-year yield is probably one and change. You're having inflation run 7%. Not unless the Fed does something and increases rates dramatically. Let's say they increase it to 7, 8, 9%. That's one way to resolve inflation. Another way is currently we're in a unique situation with all these COVID restrictions. It's also possible that the Fed could, or not the Fed, more so like the economy could ease up on some of these COVID restrictions, get some of the supply chains going, and inflation could fix itself that way. But I'm just looking at history and past inflation cycles, and history says this is not just a one-year occurrence.
Right. So in terms of putting a plan together, what does that look like?
I personally think that right now is an optimal time to buy precious metals. And the reason for it is, if I just look back at history too, two reasons. One is precious metals tend to do well in inflationary and rising interest rate cycles. So if I go back to the 1960s, 1965 to 1974, gold went up five times from $35 to $200 during a inflationary cycle. And then looking at the 1976 to 1980, gold actually went up, eight times from about $100 to $850. So that's one reason I'm bullish on precious metals. It just performs well on inflationary and rising interest rate cycles. The next is I think everything's cyclical. Nothing goes up forever. Nothing goes down forever. I think everything runs in waves here and there. I think we may be ending the stock bullish cycle. And the reason for this is, first of all, stocks tend to struggle in inflationary times. And then the next is just looking back in a little more modern time. So you look at 2000 to 2011, we've had basically the stock lost decade is what a lot of people call it from in the early part of the century. So stock started at 1450 in 2000 and 11 years later ended at 1250. So down 14% over 11 years. If you look at gold, gold actually increased from $250 to $1,900. So a 7X gain. So that's from 2000 to 2011. The cycle reversed from 2011 to now, where stocks started at 1250 and went up to 4800 on the S&P. And then gold started at 1900, retraced all the way down to 1050, and now is back at 1900. So it's basically made a big U-shaped bottom, and it's been flat for 11 years. As I mentioned, stocks tend to struggle in inflationary times. So I think that the cycle may be reversing. It may be time that stocks now go a couple of years, maybe flat, maybe down, and now gold's going to start rallying. And a couple of interesting things too. So gold made its most recent low in 2015 of 1,050. I would honestly not be surprised to see multiples of this level. Obviously, no one knows it in the future. And I was listening to Rick Rule a couple of weeks ago. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's basically one of these legendary resource investors. But he commented that he would not be surprised to see $4,000, $5,000, or $6,000 gold.
Got it. So certainly, where is it at today?
It is about 1900, a little over 1900.
Got it. And so that certainly makes sense. Opportunity to potentially go higher, and how best to actually invest in it? How best to own gold?
Yeah. So we like to offer a variety of ways. So Amex and One Gold, basically, we sell physical, we sell vaulted. If you want to buy physical, Amex will gladly sell it to you. There's a lot of nice things about physical. It's in your hand. It can't be hacked. It's aesthetically pleasing. Sometimes people even collect different coins. They're easily passed from generation to generation. Your taxes are self-reported. I recommend that you do report your taxes, but some people choose not to. That's up to you at the end. I'm not going to get between you and the IRS. If you do decide to buy physical, what I recommend you do is find a reputable dealer. Find a dealer who has been in business for years, who will back its product, who has processes in place to authenticate the product, to make sure that it's guaranteed to be real. If you do buy physical, there are a couple downsides, though. The biggest downside is worrying about theft and loss. Everyone I know who started buying physical, they start out with a couple $1,000s. Maybe it becomes tens of thousands, maybe even a 6 or 7 figure sum. The problem about that is initially you plan to protect your assets from inflation. And then you start worrying about every single time you leave the house, every single time you travel. Okay, is my 6 figure sum of gold safe in my house that I get in my safe at home? So what we did is a couple of years ago, back in 2018, Amex partnered with Sprott, which is one of the leading alternative investment managers, and came up with a company called One Gold. And I'd be happy to talk to you about One Gold if you're interested.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. I'd never thought about, and I'm definitely interested in hearing about that. I wanted to circle back on something. I've never thought about the risk tolerance of owning actual physical gold. That maybe if I'd never thought about it before, what's the big deal? I'll just have it at my house. But I could find myself in a position where I actually start to worry about theft and, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And I can see people really having a hard time with that. So that's something you need to be honest with yourself about for sure.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, exactly. I had an interesting story where I was talking to a buddy, and he lived in downtown Chicago in a high-rise building. And one time they were testing his fire alarm, and he couldn't get into his unit. And he started worrying and saying, well, maybe storing that much gold in my unit is not the best idea. You never know if you live in an apartment, you live in a building with people, or you stored it in some type of area with that. There's nothing preventing your neighbor from setting his kitchen on fire and then restricting your access.
Yes, certainly a million different scenarios running through our minds. And in terms of making sure that you're actually getting what it is that you're buying, how common is, for lack of a better term, fraud?
Are you talking about like replica and fake product?
Yeah.
So at Amex, we buy from like the directly from the mints. So the US Mint, the Royal Canadian Mint, and so on like that. We also buy from a large part of a large network of wholesalers. So these are some of the most well-respected people in the market. We do a couple of things to test authenticity of our products. So we have a Sigma scope. So it actually evaluates the conductivity of the metal. And then we have an XRF gun, which actually looks into the metal content. So like if I have a 99.9% coin, it's going to say 999. If it's alloyed with something, it might say, hey, it's 90% gold and 10% copper. So we would know if it is authentic. But a large part of it is we also have a numismatic team to it, and they've handled, you know, tens of thousands of coins, maybe even more, that you almost get a feel for it. You get to see it, you touch it, you look at it, and you just know that it's real.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second that y'all have lots of systems and processes in place to check it. It's just sort of a buyer beware if you are buying it just from XYZ company down the street that you're getting what you expect. I hadn't really thought about that either. But with all the I buy gold and silver companies that you drive by, you just never know. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I said you should buy from a reputable dealer, especially if you've not got into this before. You'd hate to buy a $1,900 coin, think that it's real. Maybe you weigh it, you measure the diameter, you say, hey, it's all right. But some of these counterfeits are getting so good. People are using like tungsten too, which tungsten has a similar density of gold. You hate to spend $1,900, put it away for years, only to try to sell it years later and said, hey, it's fake. So I would say definitely find a reputable dealer if you are going to buy precious metals.
Yeah. Well, that certainly makes sense. All right. And I'm also curious, bringing together a precious metal with a tax-preferred vehicle like an IRA. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, I kind of hinted on it before. So back in 2018, we partnered with Sprott to create One Gold. And what One Gold is, it's a platform that allows users to buy, sell, and redeem vaulted positions of precious metal. So instead of taking physical gold and storing it in your house, it's similar to a brokerage platform where you can do whatever you want. You can fund your account, you can buy, you can sell. If you do want physical, we do offer a redemption option. But basically, it's a platform that allows you to transact and own metals without actually taking possession of them. It's important to note that you do still have title to it. It doesn't appear up on One Gold's balance sheet. Metals are insured and so on like that. But the neat thing about One Gold is it makes doing a self-directed precious metals IRA easier. So traditionally, if you wanted a precious metals IRA, you had a couple different parties. You had a dealer who's going to sell you the metal. You had a depository where you're going to store the metal. And then you have a custodian, which manages your IRA account. With One Gold, what we've done is we've streamlined the process. So your dealer and your depository are now one. So it's with One Gold. You still do have a custodian. I would recommend that you do your own research on that. We do have list a couple custodians on the One Gold site too as well, but we cannot unfortunately guide you which custodian to use. But the nice part about that is you simply fund your account with your custodian. The funds get put into One Gold, and then you could buy, sell, and trade and do whatever. And the nice thing about it, too, is if you do a Roth IRA, since you've already paid taxes on it, you could essentially fund your account. You could trade in and out. So let's say you said, hey, I think gold's going to go up, or I think silver's going to go up faster, or whatever it is. Some people trade what they call the gold-silver ratio, which is the price of gold divided by the price of silver. So typically what that is when the ratio is high, it's currently about 80 right now, people say that silver has more potential for upside. And when the ratio is low, they say gold's more potential for upside. So with a Roth, you could trade this stuff, trade the gold-silver ratio, be in and out, you could hold cash and basically just do it in within minutes. So it's a great solution for people who want to open a precious metals IRA.
Nice. Gold silver ratio. Sounds like there's another episode in there, Patrick. I like it. Well, Patrick, the people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, so I would say in this current environment, make sure you have a plan for inflation. Many of the younger investors who may not have studied inflation are likely not prepared for this situation. We've essentially never had an investing climate like this for the last 40 years. You look at various stats, they said inflation's at a 40-year high. In the past, as I mentioned, inflationary cycles lasted years. Time will tell if this one's going to last 1 year, 2 years, or five or nine, it's like the previous cycles. I personally think precious metals are a great hedge. I think they have a tremendous amount of upside. If you do want to buy physical, check us out at apmex.com. That's APMEX.com. If you want to buy vaulted, you don't necessarily want to take possession of your gold, but you do want exposure to gold, check out onegold.com. That's onegold.com. Both companies have mobile apps on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. I'm at Patrick Yip, patrick.yip@apmex.com. That's patrick.yip@apmex.com.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets to come on. Patrick, thank you so much for coming back on. Give us the websites one more time.
That's apmex.com, APMEX.com. and onegold.com, onegold.com.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Patrick your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Dig into it, explore it, find out if physical precious metals are a good fit for you at appmex.com, or if you're intrigued but don't actually want to hold on to the gold or the silver or the other precious metals themselves, you can go to onegold.com and explore the vaulted option, as well as, where do people learn about the IRAs, Patrick? Is that OneGold?
Yeah, you can email us at support@onegold.com, and one of my associates would be happy to help you out.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thanks again, Patrick.
Great. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.